About 500 so-called canyon people, outgrowth of the hippie movement of last year, gathered along Happy Trail Canyon to play music, sing, stand on their heads in the yoga position, kiss one another, and in the vernacular, groove on nature and each other. Spokesman Kim Pauley, bearded, tall, rail thin, and ragged, said his Canyon People movement is a synthesis of all that is good and meaningful and sincere in the flower movement of the past.
This is one of the first times that the Canyon people and some of the Venice people and the San Francisco people have gotten together to groove on each other and to introduce to some of their spiritual contemporaries the joy of living unhung up outside the city thing, living in the country of nature and instinct, on a like the Thoreau trip. Would you consider this a love-in? No, love-in is something that the establishment press stuck on the thing that the flower people and the hippie people were doing a year ago. These people are not flower children, and they're not hippies. They're canyon people.
How do you tell a canyon person from a flower person?
A flower person stands on the street of San Francisco or Sunset Strip begging for nickels and dimes, and a canyon person grooves on nature with, out in the middle of the country, like right where we are now, Topanga Canyon.
Kim Pauley was insistent that the new breed of canyon people is the true elite of the flower and love movement and predicted big things for self-realization and potless contemplation in the canyon this summer.
From the long hair on the Sunset Strip of folk rock to psychedelic to freak out to San Francisco to let's see if those people really believe in what they said last summer. We want to establish our own societies. We want to do what we have to do. We want to do our own thing. And so it's hard to do your own thing when you live next door to a bank or something in Hollywood or Los Angeles or Orange County. So if you live here, you can do your own thing, honestly. And so that's what's happening. Canyon. The canyon scene this year will be the big thing, 1968, and a couple of national magazines were here, and some men ventured a guess that there are going to be a lot of youth immigrants coming out here to camp out this summer. It's like the Boy Scout Jamboree, you know, because you can trap your own food here. You can fish, you can make your own clothes and grow your own food.
Canyon person, Kim Pauley. That's KNX News. This is Bob Ferris. Bulletins immediately. Next regular KNX News report at 11.